and I left my home and my family. I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, when I'm scared. Laying low, seeking out the poorer quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. Bye-la-lie. Asking only workmen's wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come home from the wars on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome I took some comfort there. La 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 la.
This is Great Songs for Dads, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So, we are one half of a show right now. Daniela, she sadly succumbed. She caught the vid, hitting her hard and hitting her fast. She is in a hotel, and so I just have to do this show on my own, carry the team. My back is sore from just carrying us all, but it is President's Day, so we have a fittingly patriotically themed show coming for you to celebrate all, it's all the President's birthdays today, every single one of them, and we just love America so much here, but also, since I am only half a show here right now on my own, feel free to call in now that we know that we can take callers and we know how to talk to them on air. Call in, but not during the songs, please. We don't want to get interrupted and have to ruin this perfectly curated playlist of mine. But when I'm just talking to myself and I have nothing to say because I'm just like one person babbling, feel free to call. And kick off the show, fittingly, we have Ben Franklin by Snail Mail. Not a president, but a founding father, close enough, founding daddy. This is off of her 2021 album, Valentine. Probably one of my favorite albums of 2021. Super solid indie rock album. Really just develops her sound from like sad surf rock into like punky stuff, I guess, and one of probably the most fittingly named songs that I will play on this show that isn't a stretch to make it President's Day themed. So Ben Franklin is coming up now.
Yeah. you people just about missed it.
That was just Born Under Punches, The Heat Goes On, from Remain in Light by the Talking Heads. Very solid, super solid Talking Heads album. Can't say I know it super well. It's like so long and it's pretty difficult to get through, but there's definitely some bangers on it. David Byrne is just like a really strange but super talented guy. Not super in line with the President's Day theme, but the next song that we have is more in line with the President's Day theme. This is from a presidential hopeful who did not win the 2024 or 2020 presidency, but may come back for a 2024 race. He's in a little bit of controversy right now. We can only play clean music on this show, so it sounds like these that we're very thankful Kanye put out Donda, which is just a giant double album of clean Christian music that we can play on air. So this is from a maybe future president sometime down the line. And as he has said himself many times on the internet, and I shall repeat, Pete Davidson will never get to meet his kids. But this is Jail by Kanye, featuring Jay-Z.
That's my celly. Made in the image of God, that's a selfie. Pray 5 times a day, so many felonies. Who gon' post my bail? Lord, help me. Hold up, Donda, I'm with your baby when I touch back road. Told him stop all of that red cap, we going home. Not me with all of these sins, casting stones. This might be the return of the throne. Throne, Hova, and Jesus, like Moses and Jesus. You're not in control of my thesis. You already know what I think by think pieces. For you actually already told you who you think he is. Don't try to jail my thoughts and think precedents. I can't be controlled with programming presets. Reset on my cell, in my cell at night. Don't have to see you to touch you. This is what Braille look like. It's on sight. If they take me to jail, call my girl, tell her, send my mail. We know what hell look like, still it's a hell of a life. Yikes.
Guess who's going to jail tonight? Guess who's going to jail tonight? Guess who's going to jail tonight? Gotta go post my bail tonight.
All right, that was just Jail by Kanye West, featuring Jay-Z. Donda 2 is coming out soon. I think actually tonight at midnight. So low-key promotion for Donda 2 right there. Yeah, I think that's probably the last song that we have in line with the President's Day theme for a while, unless you sort of want to stretch it for some of the songs coming up. Coming up next, though, we have a, this song goes out for, I don't know if they're listening, it goes out to Ross and it goes out to Thomas for getting me totally Steely Dan pilled. Hold on one second. Hello?
Henry.
What's up, Javi?
Should I speak now?
Yeah, you can totally speak. You're on air.
Beautiful. I just wanted to say, you know, beautiful Monday. Little announcement for the Tough Squash team. We got second place in the Summers Cup CSA. So a big shout out for the team. Great job there. Huge performance. And yeah, hope you have a great Monday, everyone.
Thank you, Javi. Love you, baby.
Love you, Henry. See you, baby.
See ya. Quick promotion from the my roommates and the Tough Squash team. Big weekend there. When they went to Penn. Very glad to have them back. So yeah. Anyway, Only a Fool Would Say That from Steely Dan's, I think, debut album, Can't Buy a Thrill, coming out. That was just Heirloom by Bjork off of her album Vespertine. I've been meaning to play Bjork on here for a little bit now. I got into her over break. Her music is just so, and she as a person is so strange. And oh, we have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hello, is this a Shenry Hipkin with Straight Scrongs for Death?
Oh my God, is this my co-host Raniela Dotstein, straight from the COVID hotel?
Yes, sir. I'm calling in right from the COVID hotel room 231. If you guys want to send me anything, just please have it sent to the room. Please send me something to the. If you want to send me something, please just send room 231.
If you want to send anything to Daniela, or alternatively, if you want to go to her room to get COVID.
I'm giving that out too for free.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a Colombian exchange type thing. Gifts for diseases.
That was quick, Henry. That was a quick one.
Yeah. But you called in right in time, Daniela, because guess what? Guess what? Very typical of the show band I'm about to play on the show.
Oh God! Is it Big Thief?
No, it's actually Weezer.
Oh, is that something we do?
I don't know. Is it a thing that we do?
Weezer, Big Thief, nah. Quincy.
No, it couldn't be. Couldn't be our show.
Couldn't ever be. That's very exciting. To all of you loyal fans and listeners, I miss you. I'm sorry that I can't be, telling you about the music you're hearing today, as I am. In the COVID hotel, Mod H, room 231, if you want to visit and get COVID or send me anything, I am here.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. It's almost close to being in the studio with you, but without the threat of getting infected by COVID-19.
It's what my mother always says is my best gift. Thank you for giving me the platform, Henry, and good luck with Weezer and the rest of the show.
Thank you, and thank you for calling in.
I appreciate it. See you later.
See ya. I'm a man of my word, and so, coming up next, we have... There is a Weezer song called I Love the USA, but it's one of the few Weezer tracks where Rivers Cuomo actually curses. And so we're clean, so I didn't want to deviate, I didn't want to test my luck. And so I wanted to try another American song that I haven't played yet. And so this is from the 2008 Red album. This album is just weird. It's coming off of the Green album, I think, and then Make Believe in between that, when Weezer went through like a strange phase of just making like really bad commercial music. And this starts just like the portion of their career where they make just like really weird music, where they're just like self-aware that it's not good, but they keep making it anyway. This is probably one of the best songs off of the album, which is like saying something, because it's just like, it has some solid songs and then it has like some total duds, and like Rivers is wearing like a cowboy hat on the cover with a mustache for some reason, because he's probably going through like some sort of midlife crisis. But I put this song in a high school psych presentation. And I don't know what that means for the quality of the song, but that is just a reason why it sticks out in my life. So, Pork and Beans by Weezer's Red album coming up.
Shades to transform a tool.
All right, that was just Pork and Beans by Weezer. I said I would play it, and I played it, so I feel pretty confident with that. We are a community radio station here at 91.5 FM WMFO, and that means that we have to do PSAs to inform the public. And so it's President's Day, great day to be patriotic, love America, and what's better to love about America then some numbers to think about with American alcohol consumption. Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all the alcohol consumed in the United States. Sounds like some people need to pick up and carry their weight. While 30% of American adults don't drink at all, and another 30% average less than one drink per week, the top 10% of American adults, 24 million of us, were all included in this, consume an average of 74 drinks per week, more than 10 drinks a day. Wow. Some people out there are consuming 10 drinks a day. They're really carrying their weight for the rest of the U.S. out here to make sure that we're on track to, I don't know, consume millions and millions of beers, which is an admirable journey. Some numbers to think about. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Oh, and it looks like we have another caller. Hello, caller, you're on air.
How's it going, Henry?
Oh my God, is it, if it's not my high school friend, Rohan Shah. How are you?
I'm doing well. I thought I'd call in on President's Day. Thanks. I think I'm just going to do all the major holidays.
All the major holidays. Well, I would never really consider President's Day a major holiday.
I mean, I called in on Valentine's Day, and I think I just like got to keep the trend going.
So long as the holidays also fall on Mondays for us.
I don't know what to banter about, man. Like what? I don't know what's going on.
What's banterable? Well, I mean like. We gotta fill this space somehow. I'm floundering on here by myself without Daniela.
Yeah, how's it been not having? What has not having a co-host taught you about doing this?
It's just like so weird to go on air and like talk to yourself about songs because, like, you think in your mind you're like, oh, a show by myself. That means that I can play like all the music that I want because when you make a playlist with somebody else, you need to like cut out songs that you'd want to play but you can't for more time. And then you're sitting there on your own and you're just like, I'm just like babbling like to myself about these songs.
I felt that when you were describing Pork and Beans. For those of you who don't know, like, Henry listens to just brutally angsty music all the time.
I wouldn't say all the time. I would say most
okay,
of the time.
Okay, top three artists.
Top three artists of mine?
Yes.
I mean, like, it's difficult to say. Beatles definitely up there. I mean, I don't like.
Dude, it's Weezer, Car Seat Headrest, and then Bjork. Those are the top three, and we know it.
Bjork is not top three.
That's all we talk about anymore. Is
Bjork is my top three. Do you want? I can pull up my Spotify top three artists right now.
Do it. The listeners want to know.
The people want to know. They want to know who are my top artists of all time.
It's Radiohead.
Number one, The Beatles.
Bjork.
Number two, Car Seat Headrest. Number three, Radiohead.
That's what I'm saying. The Beatles is just like not a core part of your taste at all.
The Beatles is cultural. The Beatles is part of me as a white man.
So what's up next? Is it just Radiohead and
This is a song. This is a song coming up which relates to the President's Day theme, relates to the theme about America. This is actually a very progressive song about just how the police suck. And it's from The Far Side.
All right. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. I put Rohan onto The Far Side, by the way, because I have superior taste.
I think I'll concede that.
Yeah. This is Officer from Bizarre Ride 2, from The Far Side. I think this is like one of, it's like Bizarre Ride 2, but it's called Bizarre Ride 2, but I think it's like one of the only albums that they've put out, or the only album that's on streaming anyway. It's a really fun song. I like it a lot. And it's, it's more diversity in terms of genre for the show. So, Officer by The Far Side is coming up.
Don't pull me over, Mr. Officer. Don't pull me over, Mr. Officer. Please, please, don't pull me over, Mr. Officer. Don't pull me over.
All right, that was Just Officer by The Far Side. Really, really fun song. Glad I get to play that, diversify the genres on here. If only Rohan called in now, though, because, oh, I'm falling back into my old vices. Coming up next is some Car Seat Headrest. This is the lead single off of their latest album, Making a Door Less Open. A very, I hate to say it, very, very mid album. Was disappointed by this one. I'm hoping that the next one they put out is better. They sort of tried to merge like the main Car Seat Headrest sound with then like the drummer Andrew Katz as like this comedic side project, which is sort of like electronic and stuff. And so they like did that, and it was the whole like, oh, indie band goes electronic for an album, and like wasn't great and sort of underwhelming. Even though How to Leave Town, which was released in 2014 with Will DeLito, while he was like by himself, that was like an electronic album, and like that was really good. So we know like they can do it. Anyway, I'm getting off track. This is my favorite song off of the album, and I'm hoping to see them perform it live, excited to see them perform it live when I see them here in Boston in March in person. A dream come true, me and Car Seat Headrest within the same room. I would play the live version of this if I could, that's just floating around online, because it's better. The like sort of electronic part is flat and underwhelming, but we gotta work with what we have. This is a relatively short song for Car Seat Headrest that isn't explicit. And I'll just like stop like talking and rambling like an insane person now, and play Can't Cool Me Down from Making a Door Less Open.
I'm holding my-
That was Eric Doa on Fantasize. Eric Doa, he's absolutely up next. This is a guy who, believe it or not, came from SoundCloud hyperpop ciphers and remixes. For my friends at home, he is the guy who's on that Moving Like a Zombie song. He like blew up on there, and then he was basically like, you know what? I'm not going to do hyperpop. I'm going to become like a more legitimate, like, overproduced but still super slick sounding pop artist. And he made this song, which I really like a lot, and then he dropped an even better song, which was featured as, like, the title credits for a Euphoria episode this season, which is probably one of the best parts of this season of Euphoria, because it is, like, dropped off precipitously in quality. Last night's episode was not good. And yeah, it's cool to know that like these self-made people can still emerge. And I think that this guy is going to like make a big, big imprint on the music scene, just by the way that he's like gaining momentum really quickly. but not very American, not very presidential, unless you think about fantasizing about the American dream and the American ideal. So I thought we'd end it with something a little more fitting. A little more fitting for America, a little more fitting for the show's theme. Close it out listening to as much of the song as we can. This goes out to the dads out there. This goes out to specifically my dad. I thought, what would be more American, patriotic, and presidential than listening to one of the greatest American poets out there? And so we have Bob Dylan coming up next to play us out for however long I can let it run for. And this is Great Songs for Dads, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFL Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you, people call, say beware doll, you're bound to fall, you thought they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud. Now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging your next meal. How does it feel? How does it feel to be without a home? Like a complete unknown. But you know you only used to get juiced in it. Nobody's ever taught you how to live out on the street, and now you're gonna have to get used to it. You say you never compromise with a mystery tramp, but now you realize he's not selling any alibis as you stare into the vacuum of his eyes and say, do you want to